A new structure to train firefighters from throughout western Massachusetts to save lives has been erected at the Department of Fire Services Springfield Academy. The two-story building, referred to as a training prop, allows firefighters to practice searching for and rescuing people in a fire. It was practice that used to take place at another facility on the campus that's used primarily for live fire training, according to State Fire Marshal Peter Ostrowski.
This gives us more flexibility and will ensure consistency in recruit training and training for all fire service personnel who utilize this prop.
The prop is designed to present firefighters with different scenarios to learn how to drag hose lines and search for victims in heavy smoke or even zero visibility conditions.
They have to be able to move efficiently, different layouts. They have to be able to find their way in, do their work, and find their way out quickly in the event of an emergency.
Ostrowski said the structure increases the flexibility of the training schedule at the academy for both career and volunteer firefighter recruits.
It is critical that they operate the way that they're going to operate on the fire ground.
The new training prop was paid for with $435,000 from the Federal Assistance to Firefighters Grant Program. Democratic U.S. Representative Richard Neal of Massachusetts said the impetus for the program was a tragedy that happened 20 years ago next month in Worcester. Six firefighters died when they could not find their way out of a burning warehouse.
But the investment that came of it, I think, is important to all of us, and we should remind ourselves about the role that the firefighter plays every day in our lives and the security and sense of confidence they give to all of us.
Since 2013, the Massachusetts Firefighting Academy has received a total of $2.4 million in grants from the federal program. Other props funded by the program include one for flashover training and forcible entry training. Fire chiefs from throughout western and central Massachusetts came to the academy in Springfield Tuesday for the dedication of the new training structure. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.